Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Mia and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. We have several callers in the queue whom we will be getting to in just a few moments, but we want to let everyone who hasn't called know how to get a hold of us today. 914-338-0164. And press 1 if you'd like to speak with us, callers. Also, you may follow us on Blog Talk Radio, of course, but as well, Facebook and Twitter. That's where we're a little bit more active and we can develop more of an interactive relationship with you. So please do join us there. Our pages are linked on our Blog Talk Radio profile. Again, the call-in number 914-338-0164 and press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. You know what? I had to edit because we had some sound problems on a previous show. We need better sound.
Oh.
On the show, I think it would be helpful to have a microphone because our voices sometimes I don't think come through very well, and because the positioning of the laptop. So that's something we should consider. But for now, we're going to be using this device. So the caller order 631-856 and then 212. We're going to be getting to each one of you, so stay on the line so you can hold your place in the queue. Okay. 631 is first. Hi.
Hi, this is Nicole. How you guys doing?
Hi, Nicole.
Been a little while. Hi.
Hi. Yeah,
Nicole. So I'm calling today. Yes. Talked a couple of times before. It's been a while, though.
Okay, we'd like people to keep calling, so we're glad you're here.
Yeah, you guys are great. So I'll just, wondering, because there's this guy, so I was just wondering, you know, as far as, you know, us coming together, like, you know, what you see, like, I guess the viability of, you know, what we're starting right now, as far
with
as relationship, a romantic relationship, me and this other person, yeah.
Okay, so, first, where are you calling from? What's your location?
New York, upstate New York.
Okay, and your birth date?
9/30/82.
And his birth date?
January 25th, and I'm pretty sure it's 86. He just turned 34.
Just turned 34. That.
Yes, my birth date was 86.
Yeah. That would be, yeah, 1986. Okay. Well, already there's connections. I mean, his first two numbers hold.
Right?
There are. You're I haven't even finished adding everything up, but just as I'm going through your birth date, you have a 12 in your month and day, 9 and 3, 12. He has that 1, 2 in his month and day. So those are his
mm-hmm.
first two numbers. So let me continue adding. Have you gotten there? Maybe you can.
Yeah, they're both 32 phones.
Oh. The same. And have you asked about this person before, Nicole?
No, we just literally started talking. I want to say it's been like 10 days so far, like out of nowhere, But like the connection is crazy. So I had to call and ask to see if like what I'm feeling is true.
Okay. And how did you meet?
On Facebook, like out of all places. Like I am not a social media dater. Like I am not.
Well, you are now.
Yeah, right? Well, like, this is feeling like, you know, like a one-and-done type situation. Like, you know, like, It's crazy.
And have you met in person yet, or are you just talking online?
No, just, yeah, no, not even online. And that's the thing. I don't give out my phone number. I get, like, we've been talking on the phone, not even on Facebook. It was just, you know, like, hey, hi, and then here's my number, and now we're talking.
Well, I mean, proceeding with caution probably would be my first piece of advice, just because you're meeting this person online. Is he close by?
No.
How far away?
Totally different. A couple of states away, like a couple of thousand miles. I'm in New York. He's in Georgia right now.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
It's definitely still, like, you know, like, we're taking it, like, it's like no rush, like anything. Like, we're just literally just, like, talking, but it's, like, so easy.
Any plans to meet? Any plans to meet? Well,
not
I just
really, you know, not yet. No. Not yet. No.
Mm-mm. I'm holding back, but go ahead. Do you want to talk?
Well.
Uh-oh.
Well, Nicole, you see, you both have the same karmic and master number, 32 equals 5. So you both come from a similar area that could be the result of a karmic relationship whereby it resurfaces in this lifetime and the outlet was through the internet.
Facebook.
So it means that you probably left him in a past life regarding a vast distance. It's not that you're meeting him in a distance, but you left last lifetime in a distance. Probably because both of your numbers become a 10 together,
which is,
and your months add up to a 10.
Wow, really?
And your
days add up to a 10.
Yeah, your days add up to a 10. Your year adds up to a 10. And then
Wow.
There was probably there was a lot of emotional, intricate, complicated turmoil involved in the way that the two of you parted in the past life.
Yes.
It might have been through
a
tragedy. It might have been, you know, like he was away and he got killed or something, and you were left with a lot of burden and unhappiness. So you're grouping together now, but it's a continuation of where you left off. Now, if there's trouble or turmoil in your life, you have to kind of add up all your troubles and turmoils and sort of evaluate how serious they are. And then you have to add up his troubles and turmoils and evaluate how serious they are, because they're going to be a runoff of what the karma used to be,
so,
more intensely.
So question, children. Mm-hmm. Anybody have
and
children?
That's the thing. We are, like, when I say, like, literally mirror, we both have children from previous relationships, but we've been single. Like, I've been single for 3 years. He's been single for a year and a half. His son is, you know, is about to be 2, like, since that, you know, whole relationship. And if there is any, like thing, like how you just said, if there's something, it would be how these past people want us, but we don't want them. Like,
you know,
it's literally like done.
Well, you know what's interesting about what you just said? You said you've been single for 3 years. He's been single for 1.5 years. Do you see in their birth dates? Obviously, you're born on the 30th. That's a 3. And he is born on 125. 1.5.
Wow.
So that's 1.5 years. So there's a karmic. I mean, the meaning isn't an accident at this point. I mean, this is you're coming together for a reason, obviously, because of life energy, and to reduce whatever karma it is, or to complete the karma between the two of you, whether that means progressing into a relationship or not, is not hasn't been decided at this point. You know, I think always when you're meeting somebody anytime you meet somebody, whether it's online or in person, you have to be cautious, but especially given the fact that you have such distance between the two of you. You're not even in the same state. And I think that's a proceed with caution.
Yeah.
recommendation.
Especially because personally, for both of us, actually, and that's another, like, common thing, like, professionally, like, I kind of think of it as a good thing that we're at a distance because I can't get distracted from that. Like, and, like, my individual, like, professional, like, I'm making, like, a huge shift, and so is he. So, like, you know, like, it's just so, like, the similarities are so, like, are just so, it's undeniable. Like, and even, like,
yeah.
like with the numbers and things like that, like, it's just undeniable. And, like, how you said to come together, like, I've been feeling personally because there's, like, intuitive shift that I'm going through personally, too, that I feel like there's something that we have to do together. That's why it's interesting that you said that, you know, what it'll, you know, develop into as far as work or, but I kind of feel it's, like, both, like, work and relationship, if that makes sense. But, yeah.
Well, you're going through a change, Nicole, because you're 37 years old. You're going to be 38 this year, but you're going through a 5-year cycle beyond your karmic numbers. So 37 was 5 years beyond the age of 32 where you had a major change. You also have changes at intervals of 5 years from birth to death. But again, because your number is not divisible, you do go through changes that are not in sync with those 5-year multiples.
Right.
So you are going through a huge change right now. Also,
yes,
the complication
is
the fact that you both have children. I don't know how old your children are, if they're older or...
Well, my I have an 11-year-old, a 2 and 3, and he has a 2-year-old.
So they're very young.
Yeah, I have 3, he has 1.
Yeah.
Yeah, and your days add up. Your days correspond to a 3 and a 2, which is your karmic number 32.
Yeah.
But... so there's a strong past life. Okay, so I want to ask you, let's see how far back it goes. Were there any weapons or guns in your family history or if you know in his family history?
He grew up, he was born in North Sudan during that time. And then, you know, he's from Eritrea. So, like, it's like a whole, like, he came, like, you know, when his mother was pregnant with him, it was like a whole war going on. And his father sent her away, and then they reconnected.
So, and he's in Georgia right now?
Right now he's in Georgia, yeah. He came to the United States when he was 9.
But did you meet him, when you met him, was he in Georgia when you met him online?
Yes.
Okay, so here, I think this relationship goes back to the Civil War. And I think that your family was separated during that terrible tragedy when families were being separated. There was slavery. Mm. There was corruption. My take, Nicole is an old name. During the Reconstruction and during Civil War, that was a common name. Now, I believe if we look at this in a sort of visual past life presentation, I believe your family was ripped apart, as many families were during that terrible time.
Yeah.
And that's where I think it comes from, Nicole. I think that's where where it services now. But if we go back to the beginning of your journeys with them, it extends back to the Civil War and the separation of families.
And that's why he came from a war-torn country and moved to the United States where the Civil War occurred, Georgia.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you know,
That's how it's being traced.
Savannah, Georgia was intense during that time. But that's where I think it comes from. And, you know, that was a terrible time because mothers were separated, children were separated, men were separated, people were sold into slavery. It was horrible. But there was a...
And the funny thing is, you know, the interesting thing, like, with the mother of his son doesn't want anything to do. Like, it made me think when you say family's torn together, his son's mother is not a part of his son's life, and my children's father is not a part of their life either.
Okay,
like,
that's
at all.
Even more of a, you know, there's...
Yeah. So,
gives
credence
to the theory about the families being torn apart. It's merging in this lifetime.
The conclusion has to be, are you just reuniting because of the drama of karma, or are you reuniting because there's something beyond that drama? Is there any future for the two of you? Your years are interchangeable. You're the same master mm-hmm. number. So the race right now is to be in to be together. That's where it's
yeah.
trying to go. What kind of work do you do, and what kind of work does he do?
He's an herbalist. We're both healers. Like, I am more so like with my voice and talking to people and things like that. I started getting into tarot with messages that I'm going to start doing. That's, you know, part of the huge shift that I'm going through. And he feeds people. Like, he's vegan. His, you know, his mission is to, you know, that's what his mission is to, you know, heal people through his food.
I don't know your nationality. And what is your heritage? What is your gene in this life?
I'm African American. I say I'm Aboriginal, things like that. But you know, like, he's from Eritrea, so he's African.
Okay.
He's African.
So the thing about the African Americans during the Civil War was they were great with herbs, they were great with potions, they brought with them knowledge from Africa that was vital. They were healers.
Because they had to heal themselves. They weren't getting
it was their tribal
medical
tradition, though.
Of course, but also because medical treatment
yeah,
for
yeah.
slaves is, you know, was
but
not
they
great.
Came from a grassroots.
So luckily.
They came, their medicine was from the earth. And it was
yes.
Combined with ritualistic.
He grows it all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See? So that's why I think
he
it's coming.
He grows it all. He makes his own, like, literally everything, as far as medication, toothpaste, like, literally, he makes it with his own hands. Like, he grows it, puts it together, extracts. Like, I call him a genius. Like, he does it all.
Well, that's where it comes from. So imagine if
okay.
we go back there and try to incite some sort of imagination, the Southerners, the white Southerners split up the families. It was terrible. You know how that goes. You and he were in that drama.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
to bring it together, you're coming back to bring it together through communion and love. And the expectation is that it
wow.
should go, it should flow.
Oh my God,
and
my
what? What?
Oh, that's my son.
I thought
oh.
there was a child.
Yeah.
Child's voice.
I thought you were trying to fool us and resort back to
yeah,
you
no.
Civil War.
Yeah, that's my son, yeah.
Okay, so that's where it comes from for a brief reading.
So yeah, I mean, you
okay.
know,
okay. thank you.
Yeah. Exciting.
Overall, mm-hmm. yeah, definitely excited. I definitely, like, you know, with the take it so, but I do feel like you guys are saying, you know, like it's more so coming together for something like greater as opposed to anything
yeah.
else.
Fizzling out.
Yeah.
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 It's supposed to grow. That's
well, and
true.
the thing
yeah.
is that you're saying before we move on is that the fact that he's an herbalist, he's a vegan, that demonstrates a certain consciousness in his mind. So obviously
yes.
there's a higher consciousness going on with this individual, which is important if, you know, you're of that same mindset.
Yes, definitely. Yourself. Yep. Thank you.
Okay, Nicole.
Thank you so much, Kristen. Thank you, Neil. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Take care. And Nicole, I hope she joins us on Facebook. She's on there.
Really?
She met him on Facebook.
Oh,
so, yeah.
yeah.
Hope she
nice.
Supports our page. That would be great. Or sends a friend request. You can do both. 856 is on the air. Hello.
Hello, Duo. How are you?
Hi, who's this?
It's Gwendolyn.
Oh, my God. Gwendolyn, how did I not know that was you?
Yeah,
I don't know. You normally do, but something
you know
today.
You know, I recognize your number and your voice. I don't know. It came through
no,
weird.
No, I recognized your voice.
I know you did,
yeah.
but I didn't for some reason.
I know. Kristen usually catches
that.
It right from the gate. Oh, I miss you guys. I hope you're well. I haven't
yeah,
been able to.
Yeah, a long time.
Yes, it has. I've been so busy. You know, I hit the grind and. I've made great strides on my personal journey side of getting myself back up on top and busting my butt last year, found a job that I made good money at, was able to turn it all around. The court case is finally being seen for what it is. It has been a long out, drawn out process. However, we have this judge that's on it right now really laid down the law, and he's really in some trouble and has been referred to the prosecutor's side and criminal court, and
wait,
I have court on Friday.
Your ex
is in trouble? Oh, he's in trouble, yes. He has really, really dug himself in. So
that's
my
great.
Side...
I mean, you know, for you, that's good news, because I know you were having a lot of problems with the courts recognizing you as... you know, a capable mother, and he was trying to cast you in a certain light. So the fact that his his darkness is beginning to be revealed is great.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm able to, you know, see it hit the criminal side, which the last time we were at court, the judge's face didn't even move. And this time he hasn't answered the motion again. We are doing court on Friday morning, the 13th. So there's bench warrant, incarceration request. The harsh penalties are included, and the prosecutor's office is on the fraud charges for things that he submitted through the court paperwork. That, and then I get to double those charges, as I was advised by the judge. So, yes, exposure. And I just kept doing me and kept staying strong. And I moved back down to the area where I was before I moved last time. But I'm with a good team of people and a job that allowed me to bust out some cash and rent a car for 4 months until I could turn it over, get a down payment, get back with my own car and my own. So I'm back in my own, and now the gates are really starting to open up, and everything seems to be elevating. And I have missed you guys crazy because I've been so busy. Yes, yes. So definitely wanted to call to say hello and send my best to both of you, because I do miss you guys. And if there's anything, any spirit guides or messages that I need to know, I'm ready for them. I feel abundance coming, and I feel like the ascension is still coming. Things are getting stronger, coming in a little more quickly. You know, I, of course, use it for my own self-defense and self, you know, care right now. But they seem to be opening up again and again. You know, it keeps happening. People are thinking things, and they're coming.
I want to say something to you, but first, just real quick, the custody of your children, if your ex is incarcerated, because he has primary physical custody, right?
He has temporary physical custody at the moment. Yeah.
Right, but he's the primary custodian of them physically, so they live with him and you get visitation. If he goes to jail, what's going to happen with the kids? And are you going to be awarded full custody? And do you have the means to care for them, and also the space? Because I know you're like renting a room. I don't know if you're still in that same house.
I moved from that place. It was divine timing. It's like the universe said it. That landlord was moving a brother in from Alabama. I ended up coming back down to the shore area where I was and stayed with a girlfriend who's, they're like part of a soul family is what I get out of it. And I have a 2-bedroom apartment now.
Oh, so you have your own place.
Oh, yeah. I have my own place now. Actually, I moved in on the 15th.
Okay, so
and I knew when I pulled up. Yep, I have my own place, a 2-bedroom, a couple blocks from the beach and a couple blocks over from my job. So, you know,
so
I'm looking forward to it.
Is it possible that if your husband your ex-husband is put in jail and all these charges are placed upon him, could the kids come live with you? Is that possible?
I believe that I'm not sure how the judge is going to handle him. I don't even know at this point whether he's going to show up. He just went through a third lawyer, and he was lying to her, was writing letters. The judge was really harsh last time and let him know that this game is over. So I'm not even sure whether he's planning on showing up or not, but if he does, he's showing up for quite the crap show. That's for darn sure. So I'm not sure how the judge is going to handle it. But I feel like I'm going to ask for permission to speak because the unknowns prior to my retaining my current attorney, who has had enough of it too, are unknowns to these judges. And I almost feel myself looking at the tentative. I'm not sure whether he's going to show up or not, but also asking for permission to speak on my behalf for the unknown so that the puzzle is all put together.
Okay, so what's happening right now, Gwendolyn, in your birth date code is kind of interesting thing. You're coming up on a big change, so you're going to be going through, you're on a multiple of three at the age of, you're turning 51, right?
Yes, yes.
So it's your 17th cycle of your master number three. But what's also really interesting is you're 12 years beyond your karmic number of 39. So that is in your karmic code. You're a 39-12-3. So it's very significant in terms of big changes. And already you're experiencing those changes. You're getting ready to move into your own place. You've got a stable job. Things are turning around with your ex-husband, possibly looking at custody of your children, more, at least maybe more custody, more visitation than you already have at this present moment. So that's really exciting. And your birthday's in June, 626,
yes.
Right? You're 626-69?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember
correct.
That. So,
yep.
You know, Neil, you want to offer something? Because I've been talking.
Well, you know, when you're finding your feet on the ground, you're trying to achieve some sense of balance. There's a journey that you are meant to undertake where your six moves forward in time to approximately the age you are now. And so that six is located right next to the nine. Now, the difference between six and nine is three, which is your master number. So what you're doing is you're moving from the center of your vision to a higher transcendent plane, at least on this earth life. And in that, you're going to find some sense of well-being, balance,
in terms
composure.
Of the nine is what you're saying.
Yeah. And she's
going to be 50, she's 50. So she's turning 51 this year.
So you're going to be,
which is
51
a
is going to be a divisible by three.
Yes, there's 17
times. Yeah,
but
like
she's also she's also 12 years beyond 39.
Yeah.
So
what you want to do is you want to probably secure your location of habitation.
Which
you
have.
Want to secure that. You want to, your ex is going through turmoil, which may end up now not in his favor.
Correct.
So there's going to be an edge over in that element. You'll probably have to cut two more ties, meaning that if there are two people in your life that you're uncertain about, if that should be the process as we speak, it's better to cut those off now because you don't want to have the weight of karma. You want to kind of be released from that, whereby you can move forward. What kind of work do you do now?
Right now, I'm working for a restaurant that I waitress at. And I make good money there. So,
yes,
what kind of restaurant? What kind of restaurant?
It's actually a diner. It's been a long-standing
diner.
A long what?
It's been there for quite some time. They're in good shape. They're very solid. They're a great team of people that I've found myself, you know, my guides like pushed me into this place and I couldn't figure out last year, why are you sending me here? I moved. So I commuted 90 minutes each way and it was well worth it. I enjoyed my ride. It was Club Gwendolyn in my car on the way there and then I could relax down by the time I got home.
This is like American food, like hamburgers and.
Yes, yes, yeah. It's owned by Greek owners, and they're my Albanian neighbors because I'm also Albanian. So we kind of all eat the same types of things, work hard. It seems like they have that mesh that goes together.
So do they do some Greek specialties as well, in addition to the regular?
Oh, yeah, they do the Greek salad, the gyro or the gyro, as some people want to call
and
it.
Is this a tourist area? Is that why it's busy?
Yes, yes, all summer. And then that gives me the winter off with the income because we get laid off as seasonal workers.
Okay.
We're able to collect all winter. So in this past winter, I was able to harness in my self-care, get all of that done, stay on top of the court, stay mentally focused, but make the plans and keep myself moving, you know, because manifesting is not easy. When I was surprised by finding out that the landlord wasn't going to renew the lease on myself and a housemate that was there.
Okay.
It felt so divinely done.
Yeah, Gwendolyn. Okay, so the note is progressive. We have a lot of callers. The note is progressive. We think there's some good things happening in your movement here. And so it's progressive. You just want to continue to seek security, foundation, balance. But in so far that you do, some good things are going to be happening this year.
I have just one quick question. We do have to move on, but just quickly,
yes.
Gwendolyn, didn't we speak to your landlord from the house you lived at before? Didn't she call our show once?
She did one time, yes.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
She seems not to want to follow the path of the universe, but speak of universe. So, you know, I picked up on all that, and I am much better at deciding who I choose to help and knowing who I choose to walk away from to allow them to experience
definitely.
Their own journey.
And you're so much better off with your own place. You're so much better off.
Yes, yes, amen. I move in 2 days after court, so the
and
timing
it looks
incredible.
Good to the courts that you're not renting a room. It's going to look a lot better that you have your own place, and you know that way your kids can come over. There's no third, fourth parties in the home, so
exactly.
You're doing great. So thank you so much for getting in touch
yes.
with us.
Thank you. I miss you guys.
Okay.
I love you both
with all my heart, every galaxy
and beyond.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Gwendolyn.
Talk soon. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, gosh. We have so many callers. So we're going to try to get through all of these. 212 first is second 203. Third is 231. And fourth is 571. Is that 571? Do you want a reading? Are you just listening? I think that might be someone I know on her second secret number. So if the two callers that don't have one pressed want to speak with us, please press one. That would be 508, who we know, and 571, who I think I know who that is. Okay, 212. You are
Hello.
On air. Hi.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call. My name is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. So I have a question about my career. I'm currently looking for a job, and recently I had an interview at a consulting firm where two of my former colleagues work, and they thought that putting in a good word for me, the chances of me progressing would be good, but it didn't happen. They were surprised, and they're trying to appeal. So I'm wondering if that appeal will go through, and if not, then do you see something else on the horizon that is coming
okay.
to me?
Mary, where are you calling from, and what is your birth date?
I'm calling from New York.
Okay.
And my birthday is 9/15/71.
1971. Okay. 10/15/25/36. 3/30/36. Have we spoken with you before, Mary?
I think it was like a long time ago.
Yeah, I'm just trying to remember the call. And obviously, you said you're doing consulting, but I don't know, for some reason, medical
no.
through for me. Is there anyone around you that's in the medical field?
medical field. Well, my brother is a doctor, but
okay, that would be someone around you in the medical field. So that's why that vibration came through. So that's your brother. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So your brother's a doctor, but you are not in the medical field. But that's just a way to use your energy. You do what kind of consulting?
Oh, well, I'm not consulting at the moment. I worked at a nonprofit where a consultant worked on the capital campaign, and the consultant put in a good word for me along with somebody else from the same nonprofit who ended up working for the consultant.
So I'm sorry. I think I misunderstood. Were you thinking she was doing consulting work? When you said you had a referral to a consulting firm, I thought that you were doing consulting work. So what exactly is the type of work that you do, just for the brevity of time?
I work in nonprofit fundraising, primarily grant writing. That's what I've been doing for over a decade.
Fundraising.
Oh, okay.
I think I remember talking. I don't think we get too many nonprofit fundraisers calling the show, so that's memory somewhere within the recesses of my brain. What's happening with the job? They didn't call you back, and then people recommended you, and you're hoping that helps get you hired.
Yeah. Well, no. Essentially, I went in for an interview, and the HR person who conducted the interview said that they advanced other applicants because they thought they were a better fit for whatever clients are looking for at the moment. And then I conveyed this to the people who put in a good word for me, who work at the consulting firm, and they were surprised. So they want to see if they can appeal this decision.
Appeal to the decision.
Yeah,
I think it's
the decision may be politically motivated. There may be somebody they have. So I don't get a particularly positive reading
vibe
that you're going to get that. But you see, you're going through a change. The change occurred specifically when you were a 48. Now you're a little bit beyond that, but that would amount to the fact that you might be in a prolonged transition.
She's 48 right now. She's going to be 49, so she's actually in the midst of that beginning of
that
change.
Yeah,
she's 48.
She's 48.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, and she's going to be 49.
Yeah,
so she's
49.
Yeah. So you're going through a change. It's a little bit of a prolonged, because you're going to be 49 this July.
September.
September, I mean. So
he can't read his own handwriting.
Yeah, that's coming. See, the change is, what's happening is that the change is occurring in your multiple of 6 by 8, your master number being 6. So there's a multiple going on right now, and it's a little bit prolonged. So what's happening is that there's going to be a better fit for you. The organization, the consulting firm, the organization that you were originally applying to, it wouldn't have been as strong for you. So I think there's something else coming up. Maybe, I mean, in the worst case, it's August, but that's the worst case scenario. The better case scenario might be April. I don't know if anything's going to come up much in March. Maybe I'm wrong, but maybe not. But that, see, you're doing grants and for nonprofit. So there seems to be, have you ever done grants, nonprofit organizations that have to do with the climate, wildlife, or is it all just severely more political in nature in another aspect?
I've done mostly arts and cultural nonprofit grant writing. Social services grant writing as well.
Okay, so see, the division you're going through is that you do grants for a kind of a liberal cause, the mind, arts, culture, things like that. So there might be, and I'm saying there will be, but there might be a different kind of exchange to something to do with the climate or wildlife or something like that, some federation, something along that line. Now, that's kind of a cousin to what you're doing. It may not be your cup of tea, or it may not be what you're familiar with, but it might be that there's a shift going on. How long have you been doing this kind of work?
Over a decade.
Okay. So when you reach 12 years of doing this work, there's going to be a change. So what I'm speaking about may be switched over. It could be that in the arts department, so art and the environment and art and climate change, how we're trying to infuse art and climate, art and environment, that might be something that you're going to be experiencing in terms of trying to obtain grants and things like this, because a lot of art is now taking place in the environment. It's always been that way, but it's going to continue because I think there's going to be a great union going on, and I think you might be participating in that. Now that, as I'm speaking, the month that comes up is May. So now I'm zero, kind of thinking about May as being a very vital month for you in change. And you've got to start thinking along these lines if it makes any sense to you. Maybe it doesn't, but if it does, try to gear yourself towards the liberal aspect of art and culture in terms of environment.
That's interesting. Well, I have been thinking about broadening my scope to beyond arts and culture. And that's why I thought the consulting firm would be a good fit for me, because I would be able to work in all sorts of different kinds of nonprofits on various projects.
Well, your brain is going towards broadening your outlook, and it just hasn't evolved yet entirely. It's like looking at a four-month fetus and saying, well, is this the way it's going to look when it comes out? You're developing a line of thought that is ultimately, now it may not be the environment, that's just my personal take in terms of how the liberal aspect of it goes, but if you're involved in art and culture, there's going to be coming up a great union between art and culture and environment. That's nothing new, that's always been, but there may be something grant wise that you need to look at and find an organization that's emerging where you can write up grants and try to get approval. That's where I think this is going. And I'm seeing like a $80,000 salary range or something. I don't know where that's coming from yet, but that seems to be somehow impacting me. I don't know why. I'm not even sure what avenue it's coming from, but that's there. Is that above or below your typical salary?
That's below by 30,000. In the six figures.
So you're more accustomed to about 110?
Yeah, and I thought that I could actually go for even more than that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't, is that gross, 110?
Yeah, gross.
Oh, don't worry. No.
So 80 is closer to net. May not be exact. But
I don't look at gross all the time. When sometimes the figure's coming in, it's what you can bank on. And I know, there's all different kinds of reasoning behind that. But don't worry about that. The 8 also amounts to August, which I'm not sure how that's commingling in the aspect of where 80 is, but it could be my mistake, it could be August. I'm not sure yet. But anyways, that's where I advise you in my outlook of things.
Okay, well, thank you.
Yeah, Mary, keep in touch with us. It's always nice to hear back and get updates, so I don't know how long it's been since you called, but, if there's a change, definitely keep us apprised of any changes.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Bye. And Mary can join us on Facebook. Hope that she does. She may like our pages or send us a friend request. Okay. 203 and then 231 and then we are done for the day. 203.
Hi, it's Pat.
Hi, Pat.
From Connecticut.
I don't know why I'm not recognizing people's numbers today. I think it's because the queue is so filled. I'm just trying to get through it. And so I'm not really looking closely at the number. So 7-12-53, do you know your birth date? How are you?
You know, it's been so long, and I realize I haven't called because I've just been so withdrawn from this TMS. It's really taking me a long time to heal.
And you're done with that treatment. You stopped completely. That's the last we spoke.
Yes, last we spoke, I stopped it suddenly. And Neil had mentioned something. I would like to have you send my dog some energy, but I'll just bring this up. Neil had asked me to think about dreams coming up. And the only one I had, he thought it might give some information to a past life issue of why I was so triggered. He felt like this triggered a trauma. The only dream I had was my son was in, do you know the TV program Suits, the lawyers that Meghan
no.
Markle, you, okay. No. It's very, very, very slick. And so Terry, my son, was in like a lawyer's sort of lobby, welcoming lobby that was very, very slick on like a second floor, you know, design-wise. And then some horrific being was just totally brutalizing him again and again and again and again physically. That's all I can remember. And the only dreams I have had are with my son. I don't know if it might be even too far gone that Neil has forgotten and can't connect at this point.
But. Well, I remember, actually, I remember Neil mentioning about the dreams. Do you remember? You may not remember. It doesn't matter, but now we know, so we can.
And his dream was.
So her son was on a slick floor in a lawyer-like suit being attacked by a horrific creature.
No. It was a very slick design office building.
A lawyer's office. Modern, et cetera.
Very modern, glass, metal, minimal. And he was like on a second floor, and it was sort of like the entrance lobby. And there was some just being man that was brutalizing him again and again and again.
Well, let me ask you something. The father of your son, is he is he turmoil? Is he trouble?
Is he what?
Trouble.
Is he trouble?
Yes, absolutely. Never even thought of it. Rage.
Yeah, the dream is your son karmically and currently in battle with the father, who is the alien creature. And legalities involved in that, if there ever were any legalities involved in the divorce or whatever, and if the father ever attacked the son or doesn't really show a common love, a deep love for the son in a very apparent way, that would be the content of the dream. Does any of that apply?
Absolutely, right on. Absolutely, okay. Right on. I don't know if it has anything to do with this TMS series that I went through that you
it
thought.
Does.
Well, you mean exactly what do you mean, like how, Pat, that the dream is coming because of the TMS, that it affected your brain, or?
With the TMS, Neil had said, watch and see if you have any dreams come to you, because he thought perhaps the TMS was triggering a past trauma, a past life trauma. So
the
he
TMS,
said, watch your dreams.
I see the TMS.
The TMS
is connected.
Is triggering your past life with your ex that came back to this planet in turmoil, which involved some of your own personal pain, your son's personal pain, but the origin of it was past life with your ex. And yes, it's all interconnected. So
Very interesting.
Yeah, so in that past life connection, there might have been some fault on your side. That doesn't mean that you're bad now, but you're getting some karma repay. But in this lifetime, the culprit, the monster,
the father.
Is the father.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
But you have stopped with TMS. You're not doing it anymore, and you've made that decision.
I'm still recovering from it. Still recovering. And it's interesting. If a therapist asked me about it, tears would come to my eyes, and I'd say I felt so betrayed. So maybe those words have to do with the past life karmic thing more than the TMS.
Well, and the fact that the TMS is bringing out these, I mean, you don't have many dreams that you recall, but at least this dream, which is, I'm part of the TMS is to help resolve previous trauma, correct? That's why they do heal the brain. And so those dreams, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
So the dreams that come up related to that trauma, which would involve your son and your ex-husband, I mean, that seems like it would be a normal part of that process.
Interesting. Well, I had a dream a couple of days ago, which was very bizarre. I was telling myself somebody lying next to somebody that I loved them very much, and then in waking up and trying to remember it, I think it was my son, and he was under a white blanket, and I could see the shape of his eyeballs under the blanket. It was really kind of bizarre. So I was thinking, you know, there's some wall between Terry and I.
No, that was a past life where your son actually died while you were alive.
Oh, my goodness.
Your son died while you were alive. Your son came back, and the order, the systematic order would be that you would protect your son and love your son in this lifetime. And protect him from perhaps a brutal father.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, that's really affecting me. Thank you so very much. One more quick thing. Chance is going in for surgery this Friday. I healed the hematoma in his ear, but they will go on the side of his face to remove the tumor in his ear canal. I feel good about it.
Yeah.
I think maybe the anesthesia might be real difficult, but can you just send energy to him? And do you see the outcome good?
We will. I think it's going to be a good outcome, personally,
Neil.
Yeah, I think we'll put out energy, but I think it's going to be a good
situation.
Bad vibe.
Thank you so much. And also a foundation. It was a nightmare and rejected left, right, left, right, left, right. But a foundation came through and is giving me $350 towards the surgery. That's like, wow.
That's great.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, universe, for bringing me something positive. I tend not to have this kind of luck, so I'm so impressed that something came through.
Yeah, and for those of you wanting donations, go to universe.com.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, I wish. Well, keep us posted, Pat.
Thank you so much.
Okay, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. All right, we have one final caller, 231. Patiently has waited. Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
Good, fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad you got my call. Thank you.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Karen, K-A-R-E-N.
Okay.
And
Karen.
My birthday is 8/14/64.
And Karen, where are you calling from?
Northern Michigan.
Okay. 336. All right. Karen, what brings you to the show? We have a short window of time. So,
to know if there's anything that you can see in my immediate future, I really don't have a specific question per se, except for maybe tell what I need to know.
Wait, Karen, you're like, it's like totally garbled. I don't know if you're on a headset and there's piping in the background. It's really loud. It's overtaking your voice, so we can't hear you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Much better. So repeat everything you said.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. Yes.
We have your birthday,
The
rest.
I didn't have a specific question. I just wanted to know if there's anything you can read on me that I need to know.
Anything we can read on you that you need to know?
Yeah, like using the numbers of my birthday or possibly energies, I don't know, something. I'm not sure what to do with my immediate future. I'm just like facilitating and I don't know.
So 1997, Karen, what happened in that year? 1997, it would have been late 1997 to 1998. That year should have had some type of dramatic change for you.
Well, I had given birth in 96 again and again in 99, but I had given birth in 1996.
So you weren't pregnant in 97 if you were pregnant, but
no.
You were pregnant in 98 if you gave birth in 99.
Yes.
I don't know when you gave birth
yes.
in 99. When did you give birth in 99? What month?
In June.
June.
About 96.
And in 96,
and
what?
And then May.
May. So June, that would be kind of at the tail end. You were about to get pregnant again in 1997-98 because you're born in August.
Have you had did you have any trouble in this lifetime with your mother? Any kind of conflict?
Not with my mom. Maybe my dad, but not my mom.
Oh, are your parents separated?
Oh, well, my parents are dead.
Oh,
at the time they were together. Yes. They never separated. They were always together.
When your mother, okay. So the only right now, the brief note, is that it feels like I'm getting a feeling like your mother is trying to get through to you for some reason. I don't know why yet. Was anything left unresolved when she crossed over?
Not that I know of. I was out in New Mexico when she was here in Michigan when she crossed over, so I wasn't really around here. I do know some psychics have told me that she's the guardian angel of one of my sons.
Aren't angels, but that's, you know, she may watch over the son.
What were you doing in New Mexico? What were you doing in New Mexico?
I went to school there and met my husband then, and we had kids, and yeah.
But are you married now?
You know? No.
Karen, real quick, I don't know if I'm remembering you correctly. Have you called our show before?
Never.
Never, because you don't. Where do you work?
I don't.
You don't work, okay? Because there was a woman from Michigan, and I thought this might be her.
Well,
what
kind of degree were you going for?
Well, I have a bachelor's or almost a bachelor's in just like general studies. That's just it. I don't feel skilled in any particular field, and I hop around and I do temporary jobs, so like seasonal.
We spoke with someone who worked at a golf course. Was that you?
Yes.
Yes.
I worked at a golf course. It was a golf resort.
Yep, I remember you. So I remember you. I remember you.
Okay. Well,
so
I don't, and that's bad. That's another thing. My memory is not good.
That's okay. No, sometimes it's hard to remember if you call a lot of shows, but I wanted to make that connection.
That's very good.
Okay.
So do you have any collection of stones or rocks or anything?
Yes,
from
right here. I'm looking at it. It's like a little altar type thing on the corner, a bunch of crystals. And even some from Arkansas.
Yeah, okay. Oh, Arkansas? Oh, important. This is very important. Then your mother's trying to give you a message. And the conflict is that she hasn't gotten through yet to you. And I don't know what that message is yet. But she's on the other side. So she presented to me a vision of Chris of the Rocks. And she told me the word Arkansas about 15 minutes ago. I heard it being said, and I didn't know who was telling me that while I was sitting here. That was your mother. So your mother's trying to contact you. I don't know why. I wouldn't freak out about it, but she's trying to contact you. Do you have any trouble with your children currently?
One that might be depressed and very, very autistic, an adult male.
Oh,
I'm not sure what to do with
them. You have a problem with one of your children. Artistic and depressed.
Autistic.
Yeah.
And with that, too.
You might be artistic, too.
Karen, going on. We're run out of time, but there's something going on with your mother trying to give you a message. It seems that she's trying to pull out things to make that connection known. I think she's done that already, but what the message is, I don't know. Right now, it might be related to your son. You know, I don't know. You can always call back the show, or you could do a private reading, but that's what I'm getting right now.
The thing about the job, I remember when we talked to you before, you were worried about whether you're going to be kept on at that job or not, and we knew it was seasonal. But you wanted to be kept on permanently. And I remember
it ended badly.
It ended badly. It was owned by a family, that golf course. It was family owned.
And that's actually a bunch of, I don't know, a bunch of people. It's, it's like a little corporation, and everyone's got a share in it or something.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah,
so
it didn't work out.
I'm sorry. Sorry. You love
and
the
then
job.
I got that. Yeah, and then I got a job at the other resort, golf resort, and that didn't work out either. So I exhausted both golf resorts. I've got another one I could use, I guess. I don't know what I should try to go for that
one or
not.
Sounds like you need work, too. Sounds like you need jobs.
Yeah, well, so. I wouldn't mind. It would be nice to have that little money, extra money, you know?
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, okay. The only thing, you know, pay attention if you don't, if you can't. You can call up the show another time if you can't do a reading. Pay attention to your dreams. We'll try to put out something relating to your mother being more specific about a message for you. It might have to do with your son. I'm not sure if that was just a tag for her to get closer to you.
Or
I'm
if
not
it's
sure what the real message
the
is yet. If you have a car that needs to be repaired, do you have any vehicle that needs to be repaired or in damage?
No, my vehicles are good to go. I just sold one.
That's why.
Oh, you just sold a vehicle?
So the vehicle's coming
in.
Yeah,
my extra car.
Okay, so it's a vehicle. I don't know yet. But the only thing we can sit on is the second base of a home run, being that your mother's trying to contact you.
Maybe she wants me to give him that crystal from Arkansas.
Well, does he live?
He's with me. All my kids live with me. I got a bunch of failure to launch going on here. Yeah.
Does he have a life? Does he just stay at home?
He stays home.
And what does he do all day long?
I know. Play games, go on TV. Go online. I gotta be careful. He'll be listening to me.
How old is
22
he?
Or 3? 23. He was born in 96.
Yeah, she's 96 and 98.
Yeah.
She had kids.
Well, it has something to do with
99.
Him.
Okay.
It has something to do with
99.
Him.
Yeah,
put the crystal
99.
In his
you were
room.
Pregnant 98.
Maybe you can put the crystal in his room or buy him a rock or
I. Yeah, I wouldn't give him the crystal necessarily.
No.
You can put it in his room, but I don't know if I would give the crystal away.
Especially
if it comes through and her mother's.
Yeah.
You know, bringing it up, I wouldn't part with the crystal.
No.
Right. Yeah.
But Karen, you can call the show again. Like we said, you can contact us privately. But we do recommend you join us on our Facebook page. If you're on Facebook, we appreciate it. That way you can remember who you called next time.
Well, okay then.
All right.
Thank you
so
much.
You're welcome.
You have a good day. Bye bye.
Okay. We are out of time and back on the air this Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Bye.